Well, a good friend of mine sent me his song, I Don't Want to Shake Your Hand, last night. And here's how it came about. One of the things I've decided to do since we're all home quarantined and we're all going crazy and we're driving our families crazy, I have to stay in touch with the people that I've lost touch with. And so last night, and I'm going to keep doing this for the days to come too, but last night I dropped a random text message to my friend Bob Rivers, the most notable morning radio host in Seattle radio history, and he joins us from maple syrup land in the distant northeast of America. Bob, good to talk to you.
Just last week, I was writing you a fan letter, and I started like writing this gushing thing about how amazing your show has been, because believe it or not, I've been listening while boiling maple syrup and really think you're incredibly ahead of the curve to flatten the curve and on top of things. And I started writing the fan letter, and I was like, I don't really like them that much. And
I never received it. Yeah, well, you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, Bob.
Thank you. No, seriously, friends of mine started telling me that you were sounding the alarm like early on, and when people were saying, oh, it's overblown, it's not that big of a deal. And so I started to tune in, and, you know, I'm sitting boiling maple syrup sometimes till 4 in the morning and remembering you and what you said about contacting old friends.
Yeah.
I've been finding myself, and I wonder if lots of people are, suddenly reaching out and connecting with people you were very close to at one time that you haven't talked to in a long time.
The lesson we need to take away is we all need to do this. And the reason I thought about you last night was I just wanted a little music. I pulled up my DVR. I had an old Chicago concert. And maybe my favorite concert experience live ever was my wife and I with you and your wife, Lisa, up at Tulalip. And because you were such a heavyweight power broker up there, you got the four of us so we could stand right by the stage. And it was just fantastic. So I'm watching this concert last night, and I said, I'm going to get hold of Bob. And I'm glad we were able to touch base.
Thank you. And how are you and Suzanne? I heard you were holed up in your house and even doing your show remotely for a little while.
Yeah, no, everything's great. But my listeners already know how I am. Let's talk about you. Because I said in the intro that you might be the most successful morning show personality in Seattle radio history. Is that a fair assessment of what you did here on Seattle radio?
Well, I recognize that I'm biased, I think that I was blessed to know lots of good people, including yourself, and mentor with great people, and had a team of people around me. If I was good at anything, it was trying to let everyone else shine and trying to be, you know, to be a good collaborator and care about the audience. So, yes, we had a wonderful run. And I remember that, by the way, like when we were met backstage and we used to get perks. It's just like, now I get a 5% discount at the hardware store because I make maple syrup. But that's the days of, you know, just walking into concerts. That's kind of past.
Yeah, well, it has. And two things, just to follow up on what you just said, because one of the things you taught me was you always said your role on the radio is as a facilitator. And that wouldn't work for my Monday through Friday show, but I do the Seahawks pre and post, and I'm surrounded by these amazing people who know a million times more about the game than I do. And it's just my job to try to bring out the best in them. And I've always thought about what I learned from you in that very important role in my life, because you're one of the people who really taught me about that.
Oh, thanks. That's really nice. And, you know, I first met you sitting at a remote at Michael's Toyota. Don't know if they're still in business. When I was considering converting my show to a talk show, and I was scared to death of it. And people probably don't know this, but I walked into Dory Monson at a remote and I said, how do you do this? How do you think of, how do you keep the conversation going? And you were really quite humble and told me, oh gosh, you used to have flop sweat. You used to really, and here's the thing I learned from you. Hard work. Total. No one is more dedicated at thinking hard and doing the research and really thinking things through for your point of view,
whether I agree with it or not.
You've made that clear a few times.
You right now, and I'm going to say this is not just a mutual love fest, but you right now are the most engaging news talk personality, one of the most engaging ones I've heard anywhere in the country. Seriously.
Oh, stop. That's ridiculously nice, but I appreciate that. It really
is a great way for me to get more airtime, by the way. I'll just say stuff like that.
So before we let you get, this is what I've never really understood. So you have this huge morning show in Seattle. You have all this name recognition here, no doubt a million contacts. And then all of a sudden you move to, where are you, Vermont? Is that where you are now?
Yes.
Why? What are you doing with your life, Bob?
So before Seattle, before radio took off, I was in Vermont playing with some musical friends. My wife, I met about 8 miles from where I sit now. We got married in a church in Windsor. We had our children, Keith and Andrew, and some of my dearest lifelong friends, and my entire family was in New England. I spent the first, 33 years of my life in New England with family, and then I ditched them all. So a lot of people don't know this, but coming to New England was returning home and, out of the limelight a little bit. Except now with this song. Can I tell you a little bit about the song?
Yeah, sure.
So I'm sitting in the Maple Sugar House, and I'm boiling syrup, and I read this article that says, "You Keep Your Hands to Yourself" by the Georgia Satellites is the song of the pandemic. So old instincts die hard, so I started trying to come up with lyrics for it, and I thought, that's not interesting. And then all of a sudden, as if struck by a bolt of lightning, I heard the Beatles sing, "You gotta wash your hands." And the moment I heard it, I thought, oh my gosh, that's public service. It's not politics. It's not controversial. I called my son Keith. He said, your granddaughters would love it. I was like, sure. You mean you know the Beatles? It's not like OK Boomer. And he was like, I love that song. So I thought, how can I make it? Because you can't have a recording session telling people to stay away from each other by gathering a bunch of musicians in a room. That would be kind of hypocritical.
Right.
And so we did the whole thing isolated, the same way you and I are using this technology. The whole recording session was just three people in different rooms. One guy, Rick Lovrovich in Seattle, totally quarantined, sang all the parts and played all the guitars. And now we're doing a crowdsource video. And, it's a little thing, but the song, I think, it's just a cute way to tell people to wash their hands. Simple as that.
Yeah. I'm getting a message from Nicole that there's no way I can squeeze all this into one segment. So can you stick around for just a couple more minutes?
Okay. Why, more time for me? Let me consult my staff. No, absolutely.
It's my brand new feature, catching up with my contacts during COVID. Bob Rivers is the first of our guests, and we'll do this next week as well. We'll continue the conversation in just moments here on the Dory Monson Show. Well, it's my brand new feature. While we're all quarantined, I have to stay somehow in touch with the outside world, and so it's called Catching Up With My Contacts. I'm just going through my phone and calling people. It's been way too long since I've talked to them. Bob Rivers, the morning show legend in Seattle radio. So who else is, and he's joining us from his maple syrup farm in Vermont. How come you haven't sent me any maple syrup, by the way?
Well, because you haven't clicked on the link and sent me $70.
all time out.
You're a capitalist, 70? Aren't you, Dory?
$70 for a bottle of syrup?
For at bobrivers.blog. You, and by the way, if you let me say that, I'll just send you some. But at bobrivers.blog, there's a link, and you will get 2 half gallons with free shipping, which a half gallon of maple syrup for $35 is actually cheap if it's small batch farm organic maple syrup. Now, the stuff you buy at the factory made stores, that's junk. They run through filters. It's not, okay. It's not the same.
Okay, I got it. I don't. How long would it take me to go through a half gallon?
Do you know how hard I work as a farmer? Do you know that I would make more money working at Walmart as a greeter?
Oh, I'm sure. But you're doing it for the same reason. You just need something to pass the time until that sweet kiss of death comes along.
Yes. Oh, speaking of passing the time, you are connecting with old friends. Has it surprised you? Some of the people that you think about that you maybe haven't thought about in a while?
Well, I you truly are the first one that I'm doing this with. But, you know, I was thinking I want to get hold of Pat Cashman. I've lost touch with him. Mm-hmm. Joel McHale, who's doing so great down in Hollywood. He and I were good buddies. And so I just want to go through the contacts and use this as an excuse for something that I could have done any other day of my life. But for... You know, I just didn't. And it's ridiculous. It's silly when we can talk anytime with no long distance fees like it would have been when we were kids. It's ridiculous that I don't stay in touch with my old friends.
That's true. And ironic also that we're more connected than ever before with less time to actually sit back and have a casual conversation. It's strange. Yeah. We're FaceTiming. Okay. All the time. We used to go to L.A. like every 5 or 6 weeks and hang out with the grandchildren. And by just doing video chat and Zoom and things like that, we're actually visiting more now. And it feels like we're in each other's living room. It's the technology has made that amazing.
It really has. Because one of my daughters is not at the house with us while we're, you know, all sheltering in place, but we're talking every day and doing the same thing. Okay, before I let you go, Bob, because I said this when I introduced you, I asked the question if you were the most notable morning show person. So who else is in that conversation? BJ Shea certainly would be, I think.
One of my dearest friends, equal to you in terms of our radio careers and being friends during them. You know, to me, anyone who spent years on the air giving themselves to, you know, provide the companionship and the intimacy, I think, that radio provides. It's not the same as, you know, having a cable news channel on. You know, you're really warmly connected to the person. People like Robin and Maynard, people like even the Men's Room, people, you know, anybody who does this and puts a lot into it, the people like you, who I know spend just about every waking minute, even when you're experiencing life that isn't your show, thinking about how you can share it and what's meaningful and what's important. It's a real important thing to people to have someone to talk to and listen to that feels like a friend.
And especially a time like this when people physically more isolated. And that is the beauty of radio. It is the most intimate of mediums. And it reveals phoniness. If you can't do what you did for 4 hours a morning for so many years, or what I do for 3 hours a day, while being a phony. And because listeners will hear that.
Oh.
Instantly.
Absolutely.
And then you're done. Then you're done. Well, Bob, it is so great catching up with you. Yes.
Okay. My way around the phoniness thing was to just admit it. Okay, I'm playing devil's advocate. You got me. I'm a hypocrite. You know, just let it go. Use humor.
Oh, yeah. I never do that. Everything I say is 100% me. Yeah, that's how I get around
true.
It.
You're as genuine as they come. Dory, I was really, really touched that you reached out to me, and I'll finish that letter I was writing to you. Please be well and stay safe, and Nicole and Suzanne and your whole family.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Bob Rivers from his maple syrup farm in Vermont, the first in our brand new series, Catching Up with My Contacts During COVID. Thanks to Bob Rivers. This is the song that he put together for these times. And we have news coming up and then the big lead to two next here on the Dory Monson Show.